And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get started for you right now. Blue Star Mothers, Thumb Chapter MI-178, were happy to make up 180 snack bags for the veterans and their guardians who were picked up to go on the Honor Flight Mission 26 to Washington, D.C., a journey honoring the veterans' service and sacrifice during World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Two local Huron County men were picked up to go on this flight, Bob Haldane and Dan Little. Both are Vietnam veterans, Blue Star mother Marcia Janik and her husband Marv Janik, a Navy veteran, delivered the bins of bag snacks to Flint Bishop Airport early Tuesday morning, June 16th. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the plea hearing for Aaron Michael Sting. Mr. Sting was represented by attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach, and assistant prosecuting attorney Alexander Pahani represented the people. Mr. Sting pleaded guilty to three counts of retail fraud in the third degree. These offenses occurred at Walmart and Bad Axe in Huron County on January 12th, January 19th, and January 21st. On January 21st, Mr. Sting admitted to intentionally ringing up headlight bulbs for $1.03 instead of $48.75 at a self-checkout. On January 19th, he admitted to attempting to steal Dremel drill kits by paying a value significantly less than their actual cost. And on January 12th, he admitted to intentionally causing items to ring up for $26.49 instead of $67.94. Under the plea agreement, counts 4 and 5 were dismissed. The court accepted Mr. Sting's guilty plea, and Judge Ferris sentenced Mr. Sting to 93 days in jail to be served concurrently with his current sentence. He was ordered to pay $231.47 in restitution. Additional fines and court costs totaled $1,125, making the grand total $1,356.47. Mr. Sting stated he was under the influence of methamphetamine when the offenses occurred and is currently taking classes for self-improvement. And the Michigan Department of Agricultural and Rural Development is ruling out new requirements for certain domestic animals entering the state as officials work to prevent the spread of New World screwworm. Although Michigan has not yet identified any cases, recent infestations in Texas and New Mexico have prompted the state to strengthen protections. The updated rules, effective on June 17th, apply to specified warm-blood animals and vary depending on whether they originate from areas designated by federal officials as infested or under surveillance. Animals coming directly from quarantined infested premises will not be allowed into Michigan until restrictions are lifted. The regulations also establish standards for wound inspections, preventive treatments, and required documentation for eligible animal movements. State agricultural officials are urging livestock producers, veterinarians, and pet owners to closely monitor animals for unusual wounds or signs of irritation, knowing that the screwworm parasite can enter through even small breaks in the skin and can cause serious health problems if left untreated. And that was your news for this hour. However, you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.